escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
That's where we'll start. I'm sorry. We'll just pour a little more salt in the wounds for Pirates fans, many of whom have been reacting all day saying yesterday was one of the worst days for them as a fan. Donnie followed us last night and said it was the worst trade deadline in Pirates history. Mulsey was batting around the same concept or thought before the show. And so we'll talk about that. Pick up where we left off at 412-928-9370. Intern Jack is here to man the phones. Donnie is back with us. Mulsey's across from me. Kabali later on, who admitted to Pat McAfee that when he takes a dump, he doesn't always put the toilet paper in the toilet. He puts it in the trash can sometimes. Yeah,
man, I'm thinking of any number of random ways I could spin that back to the trade deadline.
Yeah, did he find Ben Cherington in there? Would be one. All right, here's an update.
Ben was doing that to actual viable trade proposals for some of his players.
Here is an update that underlines why so many people are upset. MLB Pipeline, Jonathan Mayo, who's based in Pittsburgh. This is Major League Baseball's prospect database. They rank a top 100. They rank every team's top 30 prospects. They just updated it in the last hour. Did you guys see it, first of all?
MLB Pipelines?
Yes.
No, I deliberately did not look at it yet.
I took a look at it.
Okay. Flores is not in the Pirates' top 10. The shortstop the Pirates got back for Ke'Bryan Hayes is. So the prospect experts for Major League Baseball believe the Pirates got a better player back for a third baseman, last night being an exception, can't hit, and the Pirates couldn't wait to get rid of. They traded him to a division rival. They think they got a better player back in that deal than the Pirates did for David Bednar with another year of control when closers were the hottest commodity at the trade deadline. That's why people are so pissed off. And if the rebuttal is, well, what does MLB Pipeline know versus the Pirates? Who do you trust more, MLB Pipeline or the Pirates?
MLB Pipeline.
Yes,
who I trust.
I am going to trust that wing of Major League Baseball that has reporters and analysts who talk to everyone around baseball, scouts around baseball. I'm going to trust them more.
Does Ben Cherington
than the
contribute
Pirates
to MLB Pipeline? No,
probably,
he's not allowed to.
Well,
I trust MLB Pipeline more because Ben Cherington is not involved in their operations.
His people might give opinions on players, but it's all 30 teams' opinions put in a blender. And they've got Flores at 11 and Stafora, the shortstop that comes back for Hayes, at 8.
I heard a lot more of that circulating around, like just as like opinion and spitballing from the people that happen to be on Twitter who follow this stuff very closely. They're not professionals. They just are ardent, you know, prospect kind of watchers. I was seeing that Stafora thing last night before these rankings came out, people saying, you watch, he's the better prospect of the two quote-unquote bigger names they got.
So I'd like to hear why people are so upset, why they're so angry, 412-928-9370. We've also since learned when we signed up yesterday at 6 that the Pirates could have had the Phillies' top catching prospect instead of Flores. He ended up going to Minnesota in the Duran trade. The Twins, now Phillies closer, who had an extra year of team control than Bednar. And it wasn't just this guy, Tate. It was also a pitcher, Abel. But Tate, this catcher, is 19 years old, but he is regarded as baseball's 56th best prospect.
Mm-hmm.
So if the Pirates had traded for him, I get it. We would have dealt with people that said, why did you just trade the hometown kid, the Renegade, for a teenager that's still at single A?
He would have immediately become their, what, third or fourth best
he
prospect?
Would have, yes. And
he'd have been in their top five
for sure.
I'll
say it again. I trust MLB Pipeline more than I trust Ben Cherington. At least we would have been able to say that they got one of the best catching prospects in all of Major League Baseball. For David Bednar. And I didn't want to trade Bednar, but I would have been able to deal with that more.
He would have become the Pirates' third best prospect ahead of Hunter Barco, who is behind him on the top 100 list.
Here's what I think screams, and it's in the grand scheme of things, what ended up happening when we signed off with Falter and how they kept those guys. Falter's not a great pitcher, and IKF and Tommy Pham and Andrew Heaney are irrelevant players. But what those deals symbolized speaks to the large incompetence of Cherington. He got on a conference call with reporters and explained pretty much that Falter, you know, didn't have a future with the team.
He was a non-tender candidate, essentially.
Because you've got Oviedo coming back and you've got Bubba Chandler and you like Ashcraft and these guys. But then you keep Andrew Heaney around for 2 months.
Who by contractual mandate has no future with the
Andrew
team.
Heaney's ERA in July was 9. His ERA in June was 5.57. No one in the world would say Andrew Heaney right now is a better pitcher than Bailey Falter. So you might as well let the younger guy pitch and see how the next 2 months go. And if you're right and you've got all these other arms, then
you trade him for something.
For tomato cans then. Or more importantly, somebody else who's not Ben Cherington does that. And then the last thing, which is just completely untrue and false. He says he could not find homes for Pham, IKF, and maybe Heaney I'll buy because he's just been so awful.
I don't buy at all that he couldn't find a home for IKF. I don't think he was trying to find a home for IKF.
IKF plays a million positions. Every team in baseball likes a utility guy that can do everything on their bench. And if you don't believe me, I can pull up the names. Ahmed Rosario, for example, who got traded to the Yankees from the Nationals. There's all kinds of guys that got traded like that. Andrew Slater got traded yesterday. He stinks as a hitter. He's a spare part outfielder. Tommy Pham, since, this is insane, since July 1st, the only three outfielders in baseball who have a higher OPS than him are Kyle Stowers, Jaron Durand, and Cody Bellinger. He's traded every year. John Morosi literally went on MLB Network yesterday morning and said, if there's one sure thing at the trade deadline, one guarantee I'll make, it's that Tommy Pham is going to get traded.
And
Ben Cherington claimed that he couldn't find a home for him. To me, I've heard some people speculate like this was Nutting pulling the strings. Why would Nutting want to keep three guys with no future on the team and pay them like $5 million for the last 2 months of the season?
Functionally for nothing.
Right.
For games that don't matter. For a team that's going nowhere.
If he's running the show, he would say, if you can't trade these guys, DFA all three right now so I don't have to pay them. Right? I mean, that's what he would do.
That's what he would do, yes. Ben Cherington's incompetence is towering. It's just, his explanations are even worse. It still comes off smug, know-it-all, just trust me, bro.
He said this is phase
it's
one
absurd.
Of what needs to happen.
We're in phase seven, for God's sakes. You've been on the job for 6 years. Shut up about phase one. I don't want to hear
How
it,
about
man.
The audacity of that. This is phase that, one.
That's why I keep coming back to one of the things that frustrates me the most and angers me the most is that he always seems to talk down his nose at everybody that's listening to what he's saying.
I agree, and I don't feel like they got rid of any great players. I think David Bednar's pitching great right now and has in the past, but we went over it yesterday. Closers are largely fungible. They have found good closers. Charrington said that. He's right.
Just this idea
it's
that
the
they,
process,
had
the, Chris.
They had a chance to get a guy who would have ranked in their system, even though he'd have been far away. They had a chance to get a player who would have been their third best prospect if these updated rankings had come out and Tate was on their team now. And they didn't do it. To hear them tell it, they took a less accomplished prospect with a lower ceiling and decided that because he's closer to the major leagues, even though he's almost 6 years older, that was a good decision. I cannot wrap my head around almost any of it because all of the decisions are so bad that they defy like a logical filter being applied to them.
He doesn't know how to do the job. I mean, how can you... We've all watched the Pirates this year to some degree. How are you able to move Adam Frazier but not IKF and Tommy Pham? You're telling me there was more of a market for Frazier than the
hottest?
Pony,
I heard that they didn't want to move IKF.
Well, that's...
I heard around that they love his leadership capacity and capabilities and characteristics.
Oh, yeah, look where that's got them this year.
Pony, I'm just telling you what I heard, which was that they were not particularly motivated to move IKF.
You've got Andrew McCutchen on the friggin' team for that. He's the guy that's like the symbolic leader.
But yeah,
he tweeted something about the Ke'Bryan Hayes home run last night, which I read into that the same way as you. Can only imagine what Paul Skenes is thinking right now.
Genie,
after
you're
what
free.
He said on Sunday.
Yeah, I know, dude. Like I said, I can get very upset about it. I can logically run through every reason why everything Ben Charrington did was a complete swing and a miss yesterday. And yet he's still doing these things. He still gets to be running it. He's still talking when he talks about phase one, like he's going to be here for a long time. And he might be here next year.
412-928-9370. Let's give you a chance to sound off just like we did all day yesterday. Starting with Joe. He's on the fan. Hello, Joe.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen.
Sure.
So I agree with Donnie's take. Absolutely the worst trade deadline in Pirates history. You know, I come to one firm opinion, and I, as a baseball fan, I'm not saying I'm an expert, but Ben Charrington does not know baseball. I mean, he's built this team in a fashion that makes it a non-competitive organization. Everyone that's in the system, they're trying to move up. They spend too much time at AAA level. They don't move them here fast enough. They are not trying to win. It comes down to the simple fact that, and I've come to the opinion that he just doesn't understand baseball, let alone Major League Baseball. And the trade deadline yesterday is a perfect example of that.
Thank you, Joe.
I've got to believe that other people around the sport laugh at him and laugh at the Pirates.
Well, we know one guy who does. I mean, Cashman, the Yankees GM. Did you see the list of the players the Pirates have acquired from the Yankees in trades under Charrington?
I know Hoy Park is one of
them. Rowanzi Contreras, Rafael Flores, Miguel Yajure, Cannon Smith and Jigba, Edgleen Perez, Kiner Delgado, Brian Sanchez. These guys were acquired for Jameson Taillon, Clay Holmes, JT Brubaker, and now David Bednar. And we'll see what happens with Brubaker and Delgado. You mentioned yesterday Delgado actually has pretty good numbers at single A. But so far, the Yankees have fleeced the Pirates in these deals, which is ironic because Huntington always schooled the Yankees in trades. A.J. Burnett, Francisco Cervelli. I mean, he would get guys from the Yankees all the time.
He got players who were very...
He loved trading with the Yankees.
Got players who ended up being productive here. Got the old change of scenery thing going. Charrington's just... the only thing I could imagine, since he's got a World Series to his credit, Pony,
and it looks like one of the all-time flukes, does
well,
it not?
It's like if you were NFL head coaches was the more apropos thing I came up with. It would be like if Rich Kotite with the Jets, one of the worst coaches we've ever seen, won a Super Bowl, or Hugh Jackson won a Super
Bowl.
He's like
the Trent Dilfer of baseball GMs. He's got a ring and
sure,
doesn't
but like,
really
it
deserve
would just
one.
Be one ring, and then almost exclusively last place finishes. He's got 1 year out of the basement other than the World Series
year. And that was 2 years ago.
And it was a fourth place team.
It was a 76-win team.
Come on.
Ron in Greensburg. Hello, Ron.
Hey, guys. I'm actually ecstatic for Bednar. I think the guy got a chance now to win a World Series. He's out of Pittsburgh. He couldn't pack his bags quick enough.
I don't know about that. I mean, he got super emotional on Saturday night when he got his 100th
I think you can
save.
Be very.
I think he actually liked it here.
Yeah, I think you can feel pretty fondly about your city and playing for your hometown team, Ron, and then maybe separate that and say, okay, I'm going to a contender, a lot more pressure. But
that's
I think
where you're
likes
at as a Pirates
here.
Fan, where you get happy for guys who get to go to greener pastures. That's your state of existence as a fan.
Well, instead of us complaining, it's Pirates. It's the organization. It's nothing's going to change. The ownership's not going to change. The management's not going
to
change.
I know, but Ron, they went to the playoffs 3 years in a row and won 94, 88, and 98 games with this owner. That's why I'm upset with the GM. It actually can happen here. It's not impossible. We've seen it.
Okay, very good point. Very good point, Tony. But remember what he said during those playoffs. Unless we get more crowds, we're not going to get better players.
Well, the payroll went up all 3 years and went up for 2016, too, when McCutchen had a down year and Cole had a down year, and then things sputtered out of control from there.
Yeah, but all that illustrates is that they are always on the razor's edge, with very little margin for error. But, like, yes, I would not want people to miss the point that it can be done. It has been done. Many of you probably called this station and listened to this station when it was last done. The guy trying to do it right now is like Mr. Magoo. He might as well be blind.
Mr. Magoo,
he
Don.
Has no
how about
idea.
That for a reference?
He's just
do you
like,
get that, Donnie? Do you remember that
room
cartoon?
Like this? Here's the God's honest truth. If somebody like brought me into their front office and said, Chris, these are the offers for David Bednar, I could have done a better job of picking the offer that would have existed. If somebody says you can have Tate from Philly, but this is the Yankees offer,
and look,
I could have done a better
and there
job.
There still would have been skepticism because he's far away from the major leagues. And he is a catcher, and they drafted a catcher 1-1. But it's easier for me to justify 56th best prospect in baseball than a guy who now ranks below Nick York.
Pony, he
on
is.
On your prospect list.
He is
Nick
just,
York, your team's starving for hitting, and you've kept him in AAA all year.
And are going to maybe keep him in longer because you still have Kiner Falefa. The good thing is, Flores does, folks, put down your pitchforks. He slots in ahead of Xander.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Vermouth.
Trading a player like that, adding more talent back into the organization that we can grow with, is simply part of building a winning team in Pittsburgh. There's a pretty long history of the Pirates trading closers who turn into the next thing, you know, and it's worked out well in the past. And obviously we hope this one works out well for us in its own way. Feel really strongly about the return. We had access to players who were ranked in the way that you're describing. We did, and we preferred this package. It was our estimation and our opinion that this was not just a really strong collection of talent to get for David Bednar, but also the best one in this market. And Flores is the headliner of this deal. We really like Perez Flores. This is a player who we really believe can be a strong defensive and offensive catcher.
At 220, brought to you by Gina G and Pietro, RE/MAX Select Realty. It's the PM team. Ben Cherington admitting that, yeah, if you go by the prospect rankings, we could have gotten a better package for David Bednar. But trust us, we know more than the prospect guys do, because we have such a great track record when it comes to this stuff.
In particular, Pony, they have a terrific track record when it comes to drafting or acquiring, I should say, and evaluating catchers. Because the big prospect was a catcher that they could have gotten from Philly. No. We know that position best. We got the real good catcher. We know that position so well. That's why we drafted Henry Davis 1-1. That's why we acquired Joey Bart in a deal. And that's why we also had Endy Rodriguez pegged as the catcher of the future. And that's why we're going and looking for a catcher again. Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah.
They don't know Jack.
Bill texted in and said, remember a few years ago when they traded for Carter Bins at the deadline and they told us that he was actually going to be their catcher of the future.
You know what?
I believe he's actually in a trash bin somewhere with Cabales used toilet paper. He's completely out of baseball.
I don't remember.
Am
that
I right
because
about that, Donnie?
You've
reviewed these trades. Is Carter Bins even a professional ball player anymore? I think he's done.
He retired in March.
Ugh.
Carter Bins. It's literally just spelled like trash bin. I thought maybe they'd throw in a second N for him there.
Yeah.
Well,
people are hot and bothered.
You think?
Dejan Kovacevic has vowed to never cover the Pirates again. There's no more Pirates coverage on his website.
That's a net win.
Wow. Falsy woke up and chose violence today.
No, he has more time to cover the Steelers and the Penguins.
Oh, the teams you care about. Yeah, that's right.
You know.
Good point. Yeah. Don't work hard, work smart.
That's right. It's a good allocation of his resources, I think, right now.
He did say something in his farewell post to the Pirates.
He made a farewell post?
Well, like a farewell from we're not going to cover the team
anymore.
Is this
a Dumb and Dumber John Deere letter?
He did say something about, and look, I've got no quarrel with Dejan, but by saying this, I'll probably start one unintentionally. He did say something along the lines of, I'm not going to waste my time covering a team that cares more about finances. And I read that and I'm like, weren't you the guy that said that they lost money?
Yes. He was the guy that wrote and said he was given exclusive access to the books and that people don't understand the real narrative about the finances of the team.
Weren't you the guy that Sportsnet Pittsburgh paraded around as hey,
on opening day,
the fan narrative is actually wrong. They're losing money.
This is what's really happening. They're trying their hardest.
So now a few months later, he's saying the exact opposite. I was confused by that.
Well, Dejan also,
I haven't talked to him.
Dejan
he doesn't
also,
want to talk Pirates think, anymore, so he probably wouldn't even get back to me.
I will say, I know Dejan used to be a season ticket holder, and I think if I'm being serious for a second, and I know that you're supposed to, when you cover stuff for a living, put a lot of, if not all of your fandom sort of to the side and try to be as objective as you can and take emotion a little bit out of it.
Oh, I think he's very objective. You don't think so?
I think there's an emotional guy underneath there who loved the Pirates, watching them growing up.
Yeah.
Who is having a hard time, and it's relatable on his part, dealing with what he's watching, man. I do believe that. I know I kind of made a glib comment there, but I think that underpins what you just relayed to all of us.
412-928-9370. Here is Ray in Whitehall. Hello, Ray.
Yeah, how you doing?
Hey.
I have felt this way for a long time, and then Harold
Reynolds.
I don't
know what Reynolds that feeling is. What feeling is that that you're saying you felt for a long time?
Well, it's I've never seen the hitting this hopeless in all the years I followed the team. I followed the team since 75. I know people who remember the team with Ralph Kiner. I've never seen the Pirates hitting situation so hopeless, and I'm looking at the next 3 to 4 years down the road. I see what we have in Pittsburgh, what we have in Indy. We don't have the money to get the free agent hitters that we need. And there's
well,
only
they
one
did,
solution.
They did free up roughly $20 million with these trades. You don't have confidence that that's going to go into better hitters?
No, well, I mean, a really great hitter. I mean, unless you have like a young hitter who's in his first or second year, like some of these guys in Milwaukee who slowly produce, they get better. You could pay them what they afford in arbitration years 4, 5, and 6. I don't think it's going to make a whole much of a difference. And it's just maybe that can get you one hitter. They need several guys.
Well, you know what else Milwaukee's done? Milwaukee made 2 moves under the radar this year that have absolutely helped their team that were incapable of making. They brought Quinn Priester in after the Red Sox gave up on him. And I believe in his last 11 starts, Milwaukee's undefeated and his official record is 9-0. And they picked up Andrew Vaughn from the White Sox, who was sputtering there as a one-time, like, promising power prospect, and he's gone there and hit. Like, the Pirates, you know, they've picked up Dennis Santana, good move, and they've picked up Joey Bart, which worked for a year and now doesn't again.
Well, it speaks to player development again on their front, too. Like, Milwaukee's, I mean. They find guys, and they're able to,
they're finding
the way
guys
the Pirates at their best were able to get the most out of players.
Yeah, they're finding guys, and it's leading to success on the field, not just, like, individual success for one or two guys.
God, and dude, one of the guys that the Brewers, I had to look at the Priester deal just to see. One of the guys that the Brewers traded away to get Priester, 689 OPS in the minors.
And
like, it looks like a spare
and
part.
And the idea that Falter is not good enough to be in their rotation next year.
I reject
who
that.
Who are
by
those
the way.
5 guys that are better
Hold
than
on.
Him?
I reject that premise because, yeah, it's putting faith in the idea that Oviedo is going to be back and good. And you evangelized me to something a long time ago.
How about Jones? We don't know when he's going to pitch
well,
again.
He's a wild card. Here's the thing that you evangelized me to that I, as like sort of a not as much of a baseball lifer as you, never really thought of. Bailey Falter is essentially a league average pitcher in the end. Like, if you look at his career numbers, that's what he is. He's
and league average pitchers
starter.
Have value.
Guys who go to the back of a rotation for a solid team, potentially, and are the fifth starter who can be relied upon to eat 5 or 6 innings pretty consistently and, like, keep you in the ballgame, they have value.
Especially when they're left-handed.
Yes. And if your front-of-the-rotation guy happens to be the best pitcher in baseball, the trickle-down effect there, I would think, is that everybody else gets a little bit better by extension. He has absolute value to them, and they treated him like he was a discard pile guy. They really did.
And instead, we got to watch Andrew Heaney pitch for 2 months? Why? He's got an ERA of 9
Sit me in
July.
Front of a TV like it's a Clockwork Orange and keep my eyelids pried open so I have to watch that. Yay.
I've seen that movie. That's a really messed up movie.
It's deranged. Donnie, you seen Clockwork Orange? It's about
the
Bengals.
I've actually never seen the whole movie.
It's about the Bengals. It's like one of those season videos. Yeah, you don't actually want to watch a Clockwork
Orange. Here's Michael next. Hello, Mike.
Hey, how you doing today, guys?
Hey, man.
Hey, does it really, when you take a step back, does it really surprise you that what happened yesterday happened?
I'm going to answer I'm going to let you go, but I will just say very quickly, even though you're suggesting we should be desensitized to it, it is still, when you see somebody do such an obvious bad job and be so confident in the obvious bad job that they did, I'll admit for myself, I don't know about Pony, it still just kind of strikes me that you can be that bad at it. So, yes.
I would absolutely agree with you, Mulsey. Absolutely, 100%.
What else did you want to say?
Well, this is the thing, man. It quit drinking the Pirates Kool-Aid, guys. The fans, we need, as fans, to quit going to the games. Okay?
What's that accomplished?
That is the only way. That is the only way, Bob Nutting. That is the only way that stupid, incompetent fool is going to get it, is when it hits him in the pocket.
I don't think he's ever selling the team. Like, I don't know. People can do what they want without the name calling. I mean, I don't really.
Also, I think baseball's revenue sharing setup right now is such that I just, I don't try to like take power away from people wanting to make their presence or their displeasure felt through their pocketbooks, but the model that the sport uses right now still makes it pretty profitable in the end, especially just because of franchise appreciation, value appreciation, to own a team. There's a reason that it's an exclusive club and a lot of people generally want to get in.
Here's Ron next. Hello, Ron.
What's going on, guys? Hey, hey, I'll try to get this out quick. Sure. Number one, I don't know why we're looking at Bednar like he's Trevor Hoffman. I mean, he was optioned, blown saves the last couple of years. It is what it is.
Wait a minute. Who's done that?
What do you mean?
Who's made him out to be a Hall of Fame closer? You're saying stop acting like he's Trevor
Hoffman.
Well,
that's just, you know, the fan approach. Everything I hear, we traded Bednar, we didn't get nothing back, right?
Well, wait, hold on, though. The complaint here is that it's widely believed now that they could have had the 56th overall prospect in baseball for him, and they picked another guy because they think they know more than the prospect community.
They think they made the right move with a better player who's not even ranked close to as highly.
You don't think we're allowed to question that given Ben Cherington's track record? What's wrong with you?
No. Here's the thing with him. Who is his boss?
Whose boss? Who are we talking about?
Cherington. Who's his boss?
Travis Williams and Bob Nutting, yeah.
Correct. So if they thought he was doing a bad job, he should have been gone last year. But he's still here. So
I mean, I think Bob Nutting did feel like he was doing a bad job, and I do think that somebody in that front office, maybe Travis Williams, talked him out of doing what his instincts
were. But again,
what
does that have to do with our feelings on the trade? We know who his boss is. We know the hierarchy. What does that have to do with the way we treat David Bednar and what they got back for him?
Because who's pulling the strings? I mean, we're lighting up Cherington, but obviously
his boss
is okay with him.
You think Bob Nutting picked that trade package over Cherington?
Do you know for sure he did it?
What would Bob Nutting's impetus be to say, hold on, what would Bob Nutting, not a baseball man, I think more or less by his own admission, he tries to let his people do their jobs, what would he have strong feelings about, you know, Rafael Flores, where he'd say, no, this Tate guy's not it, we got to go with this other Yankees package? If anything, you would think. Hold on. If anything, Ron, you would think a player that's closer to the major leagues would cost Bob money more quickly.
I mean, what you just said there is true. I mean, Heil said it before that on a big trade, especially with David Bednar, the owner would have to give the green light. He did here. That is right.
Yes, but I don't think it. I think he just kind of rubber stamped it probably and said, Ben, if you believe that this guy's better, fine. But he'll have to pay Flores sooner than he would have had to pay a guy like Tate as the owner if Flores is actually.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free.
talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Good.
All right. Continue to break down the Pirates trade deadline. You'll hear Ben Cherington coming up. We'll get back to your calls momentarily. But we do have huge breaking NFL news. And that's why we are moving up the Donnie Football Debrief, Donnie's biggest football topic of the day, brought to you by Saloni's Italian Bread Company, over 100 years of baking experience. Don?
The Debrief, August 1, 2025. I would say there's actually two pretty big breaking news stories brewing. The first one, I'm guessing you were alluding to the Micah Parsons news of a trade request out of Dallas.
Absolutely. So Watt got the deal. Parsons thinking, this is good for me. Reset the market. I'm going to get more money than him. Jerry Jones not budging. And he said, screw it. I'm going to go the Myles Garrett route and take this thing public and see where it gets me. There was also a report from Diana Russini today that Parsons, the former Penn State star, like agreed to a handshake deal with Jones,
and is,
but his agent didn't know about it. So his agent's like, because I wasn't involved, it doesn't count.
It's null and void.
So it's one of those deals. Yeah, and that seems to have also soured the proceedings there.
I was going
to
say, that doesn't seem like something, a set of circumstances that could like legitimately make this an awful, untenable situation.
Now, things got worked out with Dak Prescott hours before the start of last year, but it looks like Parsons is available. And
he is repped by David Mulligetta.
He's the Deshaun Watson
he's
agent.
He's athletes first. He did the fully guaranteed deal. I'm sure Jerry was not thrilled about that. He's also, his agent that's listed is Andre Odom. So Mulligetta might be the big name there, like the Rosenhaus name, and this Odom might be working on it more directly. Either way, though, I mean, he's so young, he's so good. I just assume Jerry's going to somehow cave again here. But the details that Rossini's reporting do make it interesting, because doesn't that make it more personal?
Like, sure.
That takes it from, it's not business, it is...
on Jones's side.
It's not personal, it's business. It takes it from that to on Jones's side. Wait a minute, what the... a guy from the South, handshake agreement, come on, we're men here, we came together, why are you letting your agent get in the way?
Which might explain why Jones has been so, like, unusually and unnecessarily...
Very obstinate.
Kind of mean even about... Yeah. The negotiations and where they're going?
He wasn't mean this way about Lamb or Prescott. Definitely not.
So,
this is why, if you're Parsons there? Why are you talking about that without your agent around? Why are you doing anything? If that's true. Because I have to take it at face value that,
I'll tell you what, I've never talked to him about it. I don't know if Donnie has. You ever asked Freiermuth about Parsons? They would have played together. It doesn't appear that they're friends.
I remember there being like not very flattering stories about him at Penn State when he was drafted.
I do wonder about him. I've met him. I think he's like unbelievably authentic and even like too real, if you will. Like he's the polar opposite of Russell Wilson, I guess is what I'm saying. There's no PC there at all.
Mm-hmm.
Now who steps up to the plate? You know, the usual suspects, the teams that were allegedly in.
If you're in on Garrett, you should be in on Parsons, because even though we're in Pittsburgh and TJ Watt is going to rule the roost, I think the consensus around the league If
could you imagine if the Eagles came calling?
Right, came
Penn State,
in.
Harrisburg kid.
Saquon.
It's in the division, but let's just throw like a ton at Jones and see if
what
he bites.
What the hell would you have to throw at him to get him to bite on Parsons?
Two firsts
and a player?
I just thought the same thing. No, I don't think you have to do two a player.
Well, if it's just the, hold on. If it's the Eagles, though, you bank on their firsts are probably going to be low firsts.
But I'm saying that's what I would just throw out there and see what he says.
Man, this is also why, as a sidebar, Jerry should not be running that team as the de facto GM. Right, didn't he? I mean, he had to be like pried away from the phone to pick Johnny Football. Remember that?
Yeah.
Didn't they pick Zach Martin that year?
Yes, they did.
They picked a Hall of Famer because they pried Jerry's hands away from the phone.
It's just funny that...
Okay, Grandpa, go to bed.
It's just funny that there's stories like this, and there are actually some Steelers fans who think that George Pickens, of all people, is going to be dropped into that radioactive situation that is the Dallas Cowboys. And somehow that is going to, like...
elicit the best
from
him.
He's the last person in the world who I think would thrive in an environment
like that. I
mean,
that's got to be extremely chaotic. Although, if you were Pickens' agent, like, wouldn't you go and say, George would love a new contract and he'll sign for less than Micah would have?
That's how Antonio Brown got his first deal when the Mike Wallace thing backfired.
I'm very distracted for a second here. I've been very locked in on this, but then I turned and they have ESPN 8, the Ocho, and they're doing slippery stairs right now. I love this one. Look at these clowns ringing the bell. Donnie, can you imagine Callis going down those steps? He might get airborne.
How about the amount of cardiovascular endurance he would need to go up those steps, Chris?
That's very true. Anyway. What was the other big one, though,
Anything
Don?
Else,
Don? I think there's another pretty seismic one, yeah.
Yeah, the Athletic breaking this story, a little bit?
Yeah, Andrew Marchand,
right
before we came on the air.
ESPN and NFL have agreed to a $1 billion deal that will result in top media properties like Red Zone moving to the network.
This cannot happen, by the way, because of regulatory stuff that has to take 9 to 12 months. It cannot happen before 2026 functionally.
So Red Zone might just be on ESPN?
Yes, it'll become an ESPN property.
Does that mean you're going to have to pay extra for it still? Might it just be on ESPN or ESPN2 or something like that?
I'm going to spitball here. ESPN's got this big direct-to-consumer like streaming product that they're ramping up and trying to like load up on. That's why they have like Rich Eisen, who his show's similar to McAfee. He owns it and he licenses it out, you know what I mean?
And that's where the similarities between the two shows
stop.
But I'm talking
about from a strict business perspective, yeah. I mean, Rich doesn't talk about dogs. Anyway... they're trying to beef up as many different parts of that network as they can so that they can package all of it. This is my read on it. I'm obviously a very savvy businessman. In justifying this big $30 a month price that they are going to allegedly have for ESPN for like the all-in, you can have everything under the ESPN roof here. So now if this does go through, starting with 2026, I'm guessing here, spitballing, you will probably have to pay $30 a month just for an ESPN direct to you app. We have Sportsnet Pittsburgh.
Oh my God.
We have Sportsnet Pittsburgh here, Pony, like this. Same deal, right? Like $17 a month to make sure you can watch Pirates and Penguins games if you don't have cable. I suspect this is what ESPN is loading up to do.
So they're going to take it off everything and just have it an app.
Well, they're still going to have, I think, the over-the-air channels, but like they're going to say, if you don't have cable, this is our solution to try to keep you hooked on ESPN. You got to pay a king's ransom to be able to access all the very fundamental stuff you might want.
All right,
Red Zone being one of those properties.
At the end of that rigmarole, are you saying that Red Zone is going to become more or less expensive for me? Or same?
Wasn't it looped into a lot of people's cable packages? Like, I know with Fios, I think we had it looped in where I had it. I could go to channel 835 or whatever the hell it was.
You weren't paying extra.
I don't think.
Wow.
It was just part of the package.
Kimbalsi over here. Congratulations
on
all his success.
Part of the package that I had it. So maybe I was paying a higher tier price. Yeah. But my point is, like, ESPN is consolidating stuff they know people want, content they know people want. And it to me, they're going to put it under an umbrella where they say, oh, you want it, fork it over.
All right. Thank you for that. Lengthy, but also very detailed explanation, Malzi. And thank you for
being patronized, Don. I think I'm being patronized again. I think he's more concerned with the slippery steps over there on ESPN 8, the Ocho.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents.
As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.